Q4 is coming and you need to get ready now. How would you like some help in getting the keywords you need to drive your private label and wholesale sales even higher? Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, getting those right keywords takes a lot of time, time that you just don't have. Well, I have the product for you. It's called Scope. Yep, Scope. Comes from the gang at Seller Lab, so you know you can trust it. Scope helps you optimize your listing based on the keywords that are actually helping your competitors sell their products. Yes, you get to see them. You want to get your listing in the best position to sell your products. After all, that's what we're here for, is to sell products. Jeff gave me a great offer for you. The first three keywords are free and $50 off an annual plan. That's the lowest price out there, and you get it because you're listening to my podcast. There's two simple ways to get it. Go to sellerlabs.com/momentum. There's a place to pop in a code. The code is momentum. So again, sellerlabs.com/momentum. Use the code word momentum. Or, even easier, text the phrase get scope. No space, just get scope to 44222 and follow the instructions. It's very, very simple. So text get scope to 44222. You're going to get three free keywords, $50 off. Great offer. Remember to tell Jeff I sent you.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 220, William Gaunitz. Now, this interview just blew me away with what the potential of creating your own product can do for you. So, you know, William's story is a great story. He had a problem. He tackled it, but along the way, he learned a bunch of things, created a business, mastered the business, became part of it, and then created a product, his own product lines, and took it as far as he could, learned an incredible amount along the way, and boom, then he finds Amazon. And you and I know what the value of Amazon is. He finds out, and he finds out in a big way. And the coolest part of the story is he just sold his practice because his Amazon business is allowing him to have the freedom that he truly wants, location independence. And so it's a great story. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. I'm excited about today's guest. He is on the other end of the country, and we had met in New York at an Amazon conference and struck up a conversation, and I was just intrigued. And now his life has even gotten more intriguing, which I can't wait to hear about. William Gaunitz. How did I do on the last name?
You did great, actually. That's correct.
I should have verified that beforehand. I apologize. I usually do, and I didn't even think about it because we were having a little bit of Skype issues. So if you hear a little bit of tinniness on it, Skype is acting a little funky today, and maybe it's the storms, because I've seen some storms out on my way, and maybe there's some storms across the country. But you know what? It is what it is. I'm just thankful that you took the time, because it's early, lunchtime your way, William Gaunitz. I appreciate that again. So we met in New York at an Amazon conference. You're a seller. Why did you go there?
You know, I've had a brick and mortar location for what I've been doing for, it'll actually be 15 years next month. And in the time that I've been doing it, quite frankly, after about 4 or 5 years of being in business, trying to build it as much as humanly possible, I got to a place where I knew that I was fresh out of energy, and I was still a very young man at the time. And I knew that building this beyond what I had already created, which was a single location, was going to be a challenge. And quite frankly, I realized that selling online was a good stopgap to where I could grow the business. And that was back in like 2007, 2008. Make a long story short, fast forwarding, I never really got off the ground very well on my other e-commerce platforms, just my primary domains that I was using with different hosted platforms. And I sort of anecdotally went on Amazon in 2015 just to sell stuff, just hoping that it was just one more way to sell something. And without any extraordinary amount of effort, it has become half of our online income.
Whoa. So you created your own website, right, with your own domain, and you were trying to drive traffic, and you had very little results. Fair?
Yeah, for years.
For years.
It's been a solid 10 years of trying to do that on its own.
Did you spend money, you know, using all the tricks and techniques and buying, you know, contacts, anything you could do to get there, or did you just let it sit?
No. I spent at least 70% of my sort of free time, quote unquote, when I wasn't seeing patients or clients, trying to build that because I knew it was the future of what I was doing. And so despite all of those things, I built my Amazon business to equaling right now what we do on those other two platforms in 20 months. And now it's growing past what we're doing on the other side.
I mean, that's significant. I mean, are you kicking yourself? And maybe you wouldn't have had those same results had you got on Amazon that much earlier. But logically, you probably would have had some better results.
I look back because I had an employee of mine who actually put our stuff on Amazon in 2010. I mean, with really no product descriptions, nothing. And I mean, literally, I did nothing with it. We would sell like one or two, and it was in a random different seller account, and we would just fulfill it and not even think about it. I wish I could go back and start FBA in 2010 because I would probably have a staff of people and not have to do anything, and I'd be retired.
But in fairness, I haven't looked at your listings. I know what your product is, but I haven't looked at your listings. Are your listings really strong?
In the sense of
good descriptions, good photos, all the jazz that you should do, keywords, all that jazz.
I didn't make my listings sort of optimized until probably 12 months ago.
Okay, so 12 months ago. So the first 8 months were just organic sales because your product was available there.
Yes, and I actually filled out some of the product listings. I mean, we had pictures in certain respects that we were doing on with this other seller account that I was no longer associated with. And I just plucked those pictures off, moved them around, and just put up the products. And literally, there were no product descriptions in some of them. So I just filled out the listing and did it correctly. And that got us to about, you know, $5,000 a month in sales with two products. And that was it. I mean, that was all that I had up there at that point.
And you were like, hey, that's not bad compared to your other experiences, right?
Correct.
And then 12 months ago, you optimized. Why did you decide 12 months ago to optimize? What was it that gave you the kick in the pants, quite frankly, to get you to do it?
I was living in California. My clinic was still in Arizona, and I was driving back and forth once a month. Actually, at that point, it was twice a month, leaving my family in California to go work. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Amazon seems to be, you know, I kept hearing more and more about how people were making money on Amazon. So I'm like, there's got to be a trick to this. So I just started doing some research. And there were some other podcasts that I was just gathering up information. And I just started optimizing and thinking about keywords like I thought about Google. And I'm very well versed in SEO. And my website is actually very well ranked, all things considered, on Google, so I just applied that formula to Amazon.
Well, I mean, you can't sell short. I mean, the fact that you're selling as much as you are is still an accomplishment without Amazon. I mean, to be on your own selling that much, that's that big accomplishment. As you said, it took 10 years to get it to that place. And then, and really, quite frankly, in 12 months, you're able to crush it with Amazon. That lesson, though, is so powerful. How many SKUs do you sell now on Amazon?
So I've got now, I think, about 9 SKUs.
No kidding.
7 of which are FBA, and then I've got 2 seller fulfilled, mainly because of the way that they have to be packaged. And there's actually 2 primary products that sell more than anything else, and they've got all the reviews and all the traffic. So now I'm just sort of building. The vast majority of my focus is building my Amazon business right now, because I see the return on the investment is so strong.
Well, let's make sure we explain this too, is you just sold your brick and mortar business a couple weeks ago. So Was that designed because, well, I mean, common sense would tell me, A, you're having so much success on Amazon, you understand that that's the future, and you don't want to trade your time for money anymore. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And then, I mean, more than anything else, you know, we were doing well enough on both Amazon and on the other platforms that it was a choice. I have two young kids, one of which is 5 months old, the other is 2 years old. I want to see my kids, so I don't want to miss out on anything.
So now, how does it feel not making that trek? I mean, how does it feel to realize that your future doesn't depend on you? I mean, it could go on with you get sick or something, or the kids get sick or whatever. You can roll right through that. That's got to be an amazing feeling for you.
Oh, absolutely. I told my wife about 3 weeks ago, I was like, well, start thinking about where you want to go in Italy next year, because we're finally going to be able to take that, you know, 3 week trip and just go and not be tied to what's going on back in the U.S.
So you decide to trek off to New York to spend money, to spend time, to invest in more knowledge. Is that what you really hoped to get when you went to that conference in New York City? Because you're in California, so it's not an easy commute.
Right. Yeah, I'm in San Diego. Absolutely. And I not only did I want to learn more, I wanted to learn what was real, because you know, I'm on a lot of these Facebook groups and you hear people saying all sorts of wild stuff, some of which is good information, some of which you can't really trust. So I wanted to kind of hear it from the horse's mouth. I also had a couple very specific questions, because health and beauty is a tough category. I'm in the supplement category within health and beauty, which is also very tough. And you know, I see some of my competitors doing stuff, and I wanted to make sure that that was legit, because I don't want, you know, that the any type of suspension or any risk of doing something incorrectly. I'm running a legit Amazon business, just like my brick and mortar, but I want to make sure I'm doing it correctly. Plus, as we actually talked about that night, I wanted to meet some other people that were, you know, in the Amazon world, and I actually love it. I find it very exciting and unusually rewarding. I mean, I check my phone every day and I feel like it's almost this instant gratification of work, where if I do X, Y, and Z, I can see in, you know, a week or two changes in my sales, you know, basically immediately. And I find that to be very stimulating.
Have you ever been in another position or industry where you've been able to get that sated, that in almost, like you said, instant feeling of, wait, my effort brings me reward? Like, I can actually see it and not just say, well, I'll get to you next year with that raise, Steve, or, you know, yeah, well, maybe we'll grow next year. Have you ever been in any kind of industry or position to have that?
Nothing that's repeatable without
Well, you are in California after all, so that says that we all know that. Seriously, though, I mean, it's incredible, is it? I mean, when you talk to your friends, and their eyes roll in the back of their head, like, oh God, here he goes, he's going to talk about his e-commerce business again. But I mean, do you hear any of them getting the satisfaction from their career, their I don't want to call it work, because it doesn't have to be, their employment? I mean, do you hear anybody getting that?
No, and the interesting thing is everyone wants to do this, and no one knows how, and even if you explain it to them, like you said, I actually was on the beach with some long-term friends that.
Now you're just bragging, dude. Now you're bragging there.
Well, no, I was, you know, I was listening to them talking about, hey, we want to get into a business, and I was starting to explain, you know, here's a business that I think you would do great on Amazon, and this is exactly how to brand it. I can see it all. I can see the listing in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's so easy. And they're like, how do we get started? And I'm telling them. And they can't grasp how it could be that easy. But it's just, if you haven't experienced it, I guess, you know, you have to take the plunge. And my father's trying to get into Amazon because I recommended it to him, and he's trying to learn everything before acting, and I'm like, just put something up, anything up, just get your feet wet. And he's still tinkering around trying to find that perfect product, and you just got to put your toe in the water, I think.
Yeah, I think it isn't as easy as what you just said. I think you're good at it because you've been working at a very challenging, I mean, you've mastered the art of getting sales to via your own traffic and organizing traffic. That's a very hard skill. Look, it took you 10 years. You have a skill set that I don't have. And so it's easy for you, but I don't think it is easy for other people because there is a large learning curve. There's just so much, there's so many nuances to it, right? And it's evolving. I mean, it continues to evolve. But I think there's part of the challenge. And I think that I agree with you, though. Once you get over the hump and you put in your, you know, 1,000 hours or whatever it is, like everything else, look at the other side. Look where you are right now. Did you ever think that you would be at this place to have location independence? I mean, is that's new to you, right? Location, because you are a trade your time for money business. You were.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree.
Right.
Yeah, this is where I've always been trying to get to, and it didn't really sink in until about last week where I was like, I don't really have to go to work right now.
that's a very freeing moment. But it also, now I'm in the same position. I just retired from a job, so I'm in that position too. However, in my case at least, it also is a little scary because I must admit, you know, selfishly, I did identify with my position. You know, I did. Now I get, you know, people are like, wow, you know, whatever. But I had a big job and it was pretty cool. Now it's like, okay, well, what do you do? Well, here's what I do. You know, so there's a little bit of an identification issue for me. How about yourself? Not there yet?
Well, again, my reputation of what I've been doing for the last 15 years, I still, you know, that follows me around. And I'm actually branding now that, you know, one of the things I learned at the Boost conference was I'm brand registered. I'm really focusing on building out the enhanced brand content. Mm. And I'm going to be slapping my face and reputation basically all over that to sell product because that's part of my niche in the health and beauty. So, you know, I still have that coming along with it, which is a little bit different than obviously being, I've been self-employed forever. So that kind of has its own set of requirements. But no, I understand how you can lose yourself when you say, hey, well, I was the vice president of such and such, and now you're just, you know, an Amazon seller or whatever. But I'd rather be an Amazon seller and be free than be the vice president of such and such.
Well, trust me, I got over it. I mean, I just, you know, while I say it's a little bit difficult, it's not that challenging. Bottom line is, we are on vacation and everybody's like, oh, I got to go back to work on Monday. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at myself like, I don't want to say anything because then I'm gloating a little bit. I'm just looking around like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get some stuff done. So I am past that point. So the fact that you have been self-employed for so long, but it was it almost always trading your time for money?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part.
For the most part.
I had a clinic that relied upon me or my employees seeing patients face to face. And, you know, I rather do the work myself half the time than manage employees because you just never know what you're going to get.
Right. Yeah. And they have lives and their lives seep into the workforce. Right. And then they affect your life. Right. No matter what. And you've got multiple people doing that. You got enough issues in your life with little kids. Add in other people. How did you decide to create your first product? I mean, did you create the product, open your practice, or were you operating a practice and then came up with an aha?
So, you know, I'm actually in the hair loss zone. So I started losing my hair when I was 17, 18. No normal treatment could actually help me due to an unusual set of circumstances. So I became a trichologist, which is not a well-known thing in the United States.
I don't think I've ever heard that phrase. Say that again.
A trichologist. So it's the science of trichology or the science of hair and scalp conditions. It's very big in Europe and Australia. If you begin to lose your hair in Europe or Australia, you see a trichologist, not a dermatologist like you do here. Make a long story short, I had seen all those dermatologists, nothing helped me. And I actually was doing very well working for a chemical company when I was 20, 21. And so I was able to have the resources to buy all these newfangled things that I found on the internet that were in other countries. And they actually turned out working for me. And so I was like, forget this, I'm going to open my own business. And in doing that, I brought in lasers and all sorts of things from other countries. But what they didn't have in these other countries was some of the things that I had expertise in, which was nutritional supplementation. So I literally created these formulas based upon my not only my personal experience, but I became a certified trichologist. And I had a nutritional background from high school in being a personal trainer. And I created my first set of nutritional products. Now, granted, that was 17 years ago, and it's evolved since. But I created them out of necessity because there was nothing else like it.
So was the premise that you were going to use these products to help enhance your further hair growth along with all the other stuff you're doing? Because certain things probably, at least in your case, I mean, I'm guessing, affect your hair, at least you thought they did or experienced that they did. And other things were good for you. Is that kind of where I was? Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Yeah. So laser is now a pretty normal thing in the United States, but back in 2001, it didn't really exist.
And okay. Well, I'm not even clear what that is. What the laser is? I know for hair removal.
Well, yeah. There's actually a hair growth laser. There's tons of them now.
Really?
But I was one of the first people to import them into the United States from Australia. And I trained in Australia on this procedure and started doing it professionally in 2002. And that's where they've been doing it for a couple of years, but no one had applied nutritional supplements to the laser therapy with any success. And that's where I created the line, which now is what's most prominently sold on Amazon.
I have never heard of a hair growth laser until you just said it. As God is my witness, you know, and I'm pretty well read. Yeah, that's interesting. And so it actually does, I'm reading up on it now, FDA cleared. So this has been through the FDA. So this is pretty serious stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's been, I've been around forever, and I literally speak on the topic. I'm one of the experts in the United States that's a non-physician on the topic, and I've got my own laser line, which is only sold through medical practitioners. But regardless, that it started there, and the important part, and one of the things that I wanted to learn at the Boost conference is how do I educate people beyond just selling a specific product? Because I can sell them one component, I can sell them a nutritional supplement, but they might need more. They might need a dietary regimen or a topical application or a laser. So that's one of the questions that I got to get answered when I had my one-on-one with the Amazon people there.
And was their answer to become the expert, period? And so then that way when someone needs something else, they go looking to you for that answer? Was that what they suggested?
They said you absolutely need to fill out your enhanced brand content and tell your story. The second component was, I was told originally that you can't cross-sell through any follow-up email campaign. And I was concerned that if I put like an ebook up that talked about the other products, that would go against terms of service. But I was told that if the ebook is considered to be an education on the actual product that they purchase, and it just happens to talk about how to use that as a best practice. So hypothetically, I have one nutritional supplement that might be complemented by another, then you can talk about that in the best practices of the use of that product. So I'm literally working on that, revamping my ebook currently so that I can sort of unbiasedly put that through my Amazon email campaign, and then obviously working on my enhanced brand content.
And that really differentiates you from everyone else, right? I mean, then that just really says, okay, you're buying from a dude who knows what he's talking about because he's done it. Here's his backstory. Here's his forward information, right? That really is probably the big difference, right? Because otherwise it's price or it's a million ingredients that really nobody understands except for you or the technical people. We're trusting you guys. And so by you able to have that real enhanced, people can, like you said, know your story, that really helps make the sale. That's very interesting. You know, that's, you're way ahead of people by doing this. You do realize that.
Maybe.
Well, I think you are. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's talking about it, but you're actually doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the tools that Amazon is bringing about, you know, if you're a brand or if you're, you know, a private labeler who is interested in making a brand image, and I mean, you can, that's the part that's exciting to me. I mean, you can build a brand that will basically be able to be jumping from the Amazon platform to somewhere else if you choose to. It might not be as successful, but hypothetically, if something ever happens, if you build your brand and you have a brand following, you can take that to other e-commerce platforms and be fine.
Yeah, you've really created your own, you know, your own widget. I mean, and it's transferable, as you said. All right, let's do this. I want to take a break, and I want to come back and talk about how you expand out into those other ones with this brand. We'll be right back. I was talking to Karen Locker the other day from Solutions for E-Commerce. We all know she's a sponsor of my show. She pays me. I don't want to hide that, right? The other thing she reminded me, though, is that if you sign up for her service through my link, you get $50 off, right? You knew that. I forgot that she offers an inventory health assessment. I'm like, Karen, I probably should be talking about that valuable service. She's going to take a look through your inventory and help you figure it out. They're going to take care of your suppressed listings. You tired of having stranded inventory? Is inventory getting lost? When's the last time you looked at your shipments to get them reconciled? How about refunds? Has that happened? Well, Karen takes care of all that for me. She's been doing it for almost 2 years. I pay the same rate you do, but I'm very, very pleased with the service. I had two guys, two well-known guys in the area, reach out to me saying, hey, you've been with her. Are you satisfied? I'm perfectly satisfied. And again, I can message her. I get the services I need. So it's Solutions for E-Commerce. The only way you're going to get that deal is using my code MOMENTUM. I have a link on my website. You have to go there. If you're thinking about outsourcing that piece of your business, get your inventory looked at. Man, I'm pumped after talking with him. I mean, it's just so exciting to talk to him. You know, what? One of the things that we really talk about in this segment is about creating your own product line on Amazon. Now, you know, I'm all about private label. I believe in all that stuff. But what William's done is he's created a future, a massive future brand, and he gets it. So listen again to his advice about passion and taking it that way. Don't go create hairbrushes if you're not interested in it. Don't go create glasses. I'm looking at a glass on my desk. That's not, if you're not passionate about that, that's not it. Find a thing that you're passionate. If you're passionate about movies, create private label products around there and then get that content going. This is great, solid advice from a guy who's doing it, who's done it, and is doing it full time. Awesome story. Let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back and we're talking with William Gaunitz, and I am fascinated. I love the story. I love the story. You saw something. You saw a problem in your own life. You solved the problem. You saw an opportunity, and you realized it was a business. Running a business and being an entrepreneur are not the same thing, right? Is that, I think that statement's accurate.
That is very accurate.
So did you realize you were an entrepreneur? I mean, did you know it? I mean, it sounds like you're good at running a business because you've been running one for so long, but did you realize you were actually an entrepreneur?
I've been an entrepreneur apparently since I was 3 years old.
Oh, so that's very clear. So you've been trying and testing things all along. When you sit back and look where you were and your peers who are also in this business, right? Because I'm sure it's a small industry at that level. And now where you're at and where they stayed, right? Because they're staying in their practice or what have you. I mean, do you see the difference? I mean, can you look out 5 years and see where you're going to be versus where they're going to be? And I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying, do you see the forest through the trees?
Oh, absolutely. None of my peers are doing what I'm doing. And I've actually been marginally persecuted from the individuals who used to be selling my product, who would sell, you know, a bottle a day. And at a wholesale price. And they're like, well, now I'm not going to sell your stuff because you're on Amazon, so it's not exclusive to the trichologist. And I'm like, I sell, you know, 25 to 30 bottles a day direct to consumer at, you know, three times the profit that I would to you why am I worried about, you know, your thought process on what I'm doing? And I'm establishing that relationship direct to consumer, telling the consumer exactly what they need to know from the horse's mouth so they can get the best results possible. So I can absolutely see the forest through the trees. They're going to be doing exactly what they've been doing always, trading time for money. And my line will continue to grow.
You know, sitting here listening to this, I'm looking at your products. I'm looking at all the things. I mean, you've got a really strong website. You've got a very nice e-commerce package. So you've got a lot of good products. How do you get this message to, I mean, as you were saying, you were trying to explain it to some friends who want to get into a business, whatever that means, right? Have you seen any other retail, or service kind of businesses like yourself? Have you been able to communicate this to anyone else effectively of what you've been able to do? Or is it so new maybe too?
From just putting your products on.
Yeah, I mean, because we all see these people who create, I mean, you see it on Shark Tank. They create this special blah, 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 and they think they have to go that route to get it created, when in theory, they could bring their own product to market and bring it all the way through, but it's so intimidating, right? I just wonder, because your story is exactly the right story. You saw a problem, you fixed it because you invented something, you came up with your own thing, you took it a step further, you improved on it, you built on it, you spent 10 years finding a way to sell it, and then boom, this falls in your lap and you roll with it. You're not just rolling with it, putting a listing up with one photo. You're putting in the time.
Yeah. I've never been able to clearly articulate to anyone thus far that has been success in my group of friends and family that is selling something successfully online. And, you know, I'm not sure why, but people get wrapped up in their lives and they're not, you know, they're just not willing to take that risk in some cases. And I think a lot of people, I know, at least in the conversation even I was having yesterday, the risk of failure that is, you know, people are in some cases so unwilling to experience that failure that they're not even willing to try.
Right. And I think that's a fair statement. And in the past, though, failure was putting a brick and mortar together, hiring staff, putting this huge investment, right, putting all this stuff, letting everybody know it's there, and then it fails. And then you got to unwind it. Here, you try it, you bring some products to market, and they don't take off. Okay, next, right? I mean, is it that devastating? I think the term failure meant something in that old scenario. Today, it's just, hey, we're trying a product. This product didn't work. Okay, I learned something. Now I'm going to bring a different product, right? I mean, isn't it different?
It's totally different. I mean, there's never been ever an easier way to take an idea and turn it into a business.
Yeah, or not. Or a business that doesn't work. So therefore, check that one off. Not going to do that again. Okay, next, right?
Exactly. I mean, there are a couple things that I would do if I wasn't so focused on what I'm doing. And worst case scenario, you throw maybe $5,000 at it, $10,000 at it, which isn't a terrible amount of loss if that goes away.
Right.
But that would be from soup to nuts, to bring a product that has a decent volume to it, put it up there. And if it fails, you've got a lot of inventory to liquidate to your friends and family. And you've got Christmas presents for the next 20 years. So you're in good shape.
It doesn't make sense. I had a local friend of mine, showed him the business. He was interested, showed him the business, and he decided it wasn't for him. And it wasn't, and he made money. He just decided he didn't want to put in the time because he has young kids in it. And I'm like, I think that is so cool that he was mature enough to walk away while he was making money, not be discouraged, to say, you know, someday when I have the time, this just isn't right for me today. Okay, cool. But he tried it and he gave it a shot and he made some money and he just said, not for me today. At least he tried it. And the ones that can, I mean, how many great Amazon sellers do you know that don't know that they're great Amazon sellers yet because they won't try it?
Oh, well, that's a good point. Absolutely. It's it's worth giving a try. I mean, if that's no matter what, why not?
Right.
That's why not.
So what's next for you? So you're working hard on this to really build out your brand. Are you selling on Jet or Walmart yet?
So I, about a year ago when we first started going and we got a little bit of traction, I was like, man, this selling on, you know, third-party platforms is amazing. I got to do more of that. So mm-hmm. I was actually declined by Jet then, and I think that was either during the merger or immediately prior to the merger of them and Walmart. And I resubmitted about a month ago because my sales since that point have quadrupled.
Mm.
So to me, I am looking for additional platforms. I actually, you know, I used to be, everything was being shipped from my clinic. So now I have.
Oh, wait. So you guys fulfilled all these orders too?
No, we were. I had my front desk staff sending the products to FBA.
Oh, okay.
And you know, we were doing all that, but we were housing them in the clinic. But now I have 15 pallets of product, so obviously that's, and no clinic because I just sold it. So it's inventoried in a fulfillment house, which obviously is sending the other products. So now that I've got a reoccurring, easy, you know, scenario, I'm looking to have other things like Walmart. I haven't spent the time to put it up on Walmart yet. Again, about 80% of my time is being spent building the Amazon platform and sort of the extra time doing some ancillary stuff. But, you know, we're doing about $25,000 a month currently. I'd like to be up to $50,000 a month by the end of the year. I think it's totally feasible because I have launched a couple products and they're just barely getting traction now, and I believe that they're probably going to surpass my other products. And I think it's that's where my time should be laid out. 80% Amazon, 20% other outlets, and then, you know, kind of see where that falls at the end of the year.
And in fairness, Amazon has 80% of the e-commerce market, so that probably makes sense. That kind of makes a lot of sense. I just wondered where you're going. So you're still bringing other products to market and adding more right to your line.
Correct.
Oh, I love it. I'm looking at your products and I'm like, man, I get it. I can see it. I can see why you're doing so well. You're in the right. You're in a niche that just is you know, it's going to grow, and the fact that you kind of taken. You're letting us see behind the curtain to get to this stuff, as opposed to having to go to, like you say, to a clinic or to someone like that. You're really, the fact that you're selling it directly to us is taking a huge cost out of our pocket savings. I mean, out of our for us, and hence the reason you're having the results you are.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at these things and I'm like, I never knew this stuff existed, dude. I honestly, I guess I'm fortunate to be able to say that, but I just never knew. I'm so, blows my mind what people can sell. And so when you look at your family, your wife's all, what does she feel? How does she feel about this now?
I'm not going to lie. She's sick of me talking about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's hard.
She's a nurse by trade. She's got an entrepreneurial spirit, but I'm kind of hooked. Like, I check my Seller Central app at least 20 to 25 times a day, and it's fun watching. I mean, it's kind of like a hobby. I'm not really into sports, but I'm really into selling stuff online. And now that I'm finally getting good at it, I guess, you know, I talk about it a lot. And so, she actually said yesterday, as we were with our friend, she's like, oh, is he talking about selling stuff on Amazon again?
Oh, no. Dude, we've all been there.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, sure enough, that's what I'm doing.
So you definitely have to get to some more meetups, different conferences, because as you saw, that's all we like to talk about. And you'll get it out of your system talking to another couple hundred people when that's all they do. So I'm going to be looking for you at these upcoming conferences. So what would you say for somebody, you know, like who wants to get in the business, right? So they're in it. And they want to get into the private label market because, quite frankly, when you look at your products, I mean, they're yours, And so you're able to make a significant margin, much more than anyone else, you know, doing wholesale in that or selling other people's products. You're also able to control your products. How does somebody get to that place? I mean, you know, if you didn't have your chemistry background, do you think that that would have stopped you?
I wouldn't have felt as comfortable doing what I was doing. And plus, I mean, I have a lot of personal experience too. I think that if somebody, you know, if I had advice for somebody who's getting into the market and they were like, look, I want to do this, but how do I sell? What do I sell? I'd say sell something you're passionate about. Find something that you already enjoy. And yeah, if the market's saturated, you got to take that into consideration. But if you make a top list of things, and there's a million apps out there that you can find of what's selling a lot and what the margins are and so on and so forth, but find something you're passionate about that you would enjoy, you know, taking your own product shots and experimenting with new things, and go for it. And I mean, I've talked to so many people where I can see their story. Your story sells product. Whatever that story is or whatever you're selling, that story sells. No one cares about the ingredients most of the time unless they're just shopping apples to apples. They want a story about how it works, why it works, and who did it. And they want to see faces and they want to feel the passion. And if you've got passion about it, whatever it is, you'll find a way to sell. And I mean, there's just a million ways to kind of go through what passions may result in income on Amazon.
Oh man, I'm inspired. I'm really inspired. So you're out talking about your hair loss techniques and stuff, or you had been. Have you thought about adding this part of the story to your story?
In the sense of my story on Amazon or to my practice?
Yeah, well, the selling of your practice, the now selling only online. I mean, that's a pretty crazy, as you said, nobody else is doing it. Is that part of the story that you can tell?
It you know, it's funny. I tell that story. I still do phone consults. So I talk to people over the phone, get a patient history, sort of recommend products, so on and so forth. And during the time, a lot of people, you know, they ask me, because it comes up, they're like, well, I saw your clinic online. I'm like, well, I actually just sold the clinic, and they ask me why. And I tell them, and I do add this to part of my story. It has not been, you know, publicly added, but it is something probably worth talking about. And more than anything else, this is an environment that allows me to influence more people. There's actually an article that I put up on my wall in my new office, which pretty much I'm the only one at this new office.
A staff of one.
Staff of one. In 2004, I was on the front page of the business section of the Arizona Republic, which is where my clinic was. And I was actually, there's a picture of me with my laser in the header, like wrapped around the logo of the Arizona Republic logo, and that's what I was looking at. And one of the quotes from that is, I want to be the Subway of hair growth treatment. And what I meant was, at the time, Subway was a rapidly growing franchise, and I wanted to be everywhere, and that was basically the idea.
You wanted to own 100 of these in Arizona, and 200 in California, and right? That's what you wanted, worldwide.
Right. And what I realized over the last 15 years of being in business and, you know, 13 years since then, is that the only way to do that successfully for my genre is direct to consumer. And the only way to do that successfully worldwide is to find a platform where I can reach those people. And currently, Amazon is that platform because we're in, you know, Canada. I'm working on getting into the UK and into Europe. And hopefully, although it's a different methodology of where I thought we were going with it, I'll still be able to have that influence and continue to be the hair growth provider, hopefully continuing to grow worldwide. We have a big following in New Zealand and Australia. I just did a phone consult with a gentleman in Saudi Arabia this morning, and he bought off of Amazon and actually had the products freight forwarded to Saudi Arabia. So it's helping me grow my dream, I suppose.
Well, that's interesting. So I could buy your product on Amazon and then get a paid for you, I assume, time with you on the telephone.
Yeah, well, I mean,
So you have another revenue stream from your sales on Amazon backwards, in essence.
Correct.
Dude, that's pretty smart. Just going to tell you that they get a pretty big audience, and having them send customers your way, that's not a bad deal. Oh, God, I learn something every day. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's just so smart when you sit back and think about it. They're your marketing agency by having great products, doing, like you say, all the optimized listing, working on your story so people can connect with you, and then they're going to come back to you, and you potentially can get more revenue from them in another way. You're a staff of one, so you're able to manage this business. You know, it's only doing $300,000 so far on Amazon plus your other stuff. But you're able to manage that because you've outsourced the other functions, and because you don't need customer service and stuff like that.
Yeah, I actually have an inbound phone service in Georgia, and they basically take messages from people and then they email them to me.
Nice.
Which is nice, because it actually about 80% of my former clinic customers, when I switched over to that, didn't even know that they weren't calling the clinic.
No kidding.
So it's great. And then they take the message, shoot me the email, and I follow up. I'm not going to, fudge. I really probably should have somebody else making those outbound phone calls to people, but I actually sort of enjoy the direct interaction. And down the line, 2018, as things continue to grow, I'm not going to be able to manage it by myself. So I plan on taking on one person in 2018. But I had a staff at some point. I had a staff of 8 previously. And it's just, that's not my personality type of trying to manage employees. I'd rather be creating and marketing and testing. I'm a set it and forget it kind of guy, and employees are definitely not a set it and forget it type of thing. So,
love it.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're gonna get the alarm. We should say that your place is right by a highway, so that hence the reason. In California, everything's a car, right? I mean, let's face it, everybody has a car, 8 of them, and they have to drive them all. On those highways. William, I am very impressed by your story. I just love the fact that you figured it out early enough. And I mean, that's a leap of faith, man, to be able to give up something you've been doing for a long time and jump off of it. That's a leap. That's still, as you say, because the reality is you could get your account suspended, right? Especially because you're in that category that is right on the edge all the time, right? One change, one interpretation by somebody in another country, and all of a sudden you would have to explain yourself, right? But the fact that you were able to do it and you have a confidence about it, and the fact that you're investing the time necessary to be successful, I think that's the key. You know, when I sit back and I think about the takeaways from this call, that's what I'm going to take away, is you got very few SKUs, but you're doing them, you're executing them very, very well. And then the second thing is you're taking away there are lots of industries that are hidden behind the curtains that are a lot of smoke and mirrors. And the real work is this piece, like your piece is, this is the real work. You're taking away some of the mystery. And I think that disruption is going to absolutely disrupt your industry. And if people don't need to go sit somewhere to see someone when they can get the same results at a lot less cost, dude, I think you're going to have nothing but customers.
Yeah, I agree. And that was, I mean, again, being a sufferer of this problem 20 years ago, and I still have to battle it. It's genetics and stress and all sorts of stuff. I hope at the end of the day that it does make a positive change. And, all these things are working together to make that change happen. So I'm glad, you feel the same way.
Yeah, no, it's very inspiring, very inspiring. So the goal of this podcast is to help people move forward. Give us a tip or trick that you think that people can go and apply into their business today to move themselves forward. They're kind of stuck. They're not at the place where you are, where they see this 4X growth. How do they get there?
And I guess it depends. If you're private labeling, that's one thing. If you're a brand, I'm going to speak from the branding. If you're a brand and you haven't been brand registered, go ahead and do that. And if now you have to get a trademark, go ahead and just submit the trademark already. You can do it online for $300, or not even, depending upon the genre. Get that process started. And really tell your story about why you're doing what you're doing. Connect with the consumer in some way. You know, there's reviews and all sorts of different mediums that are going to drive traffic to the listing. But, you know, testing is one of those things that's going to give you the right information there. But I just find that, at least for me, telling my story and why I'm doing what I'm doing is enough to inspire people to connect with your brand that they go, okay, I get it. This guy seems like a genuine guy, or this family, or this, you know, couple or whatever. And I want to buy from them because I like their story. And I think that can be applied literally to anything. And just, again, if you're passionate about it, the passion comes through no matter what. And it's, even if you don't feel like you're articulate, just write what comes through. And then if somebody needs to refine it, you know, update those product listings, update the product description, update why it's beneficial, why you found it beneficial, and build your brand image through brand registry. And if you're just private labeling, obviously that's probably not going to necessarily help entirely well, but establish that brand. I mean, make it your own, and even if you're just private labeling.
So solid. Well, if someone has a follow-up question, best way to get in touch with you?
You can go to my email, which is going to be staff, STAFF, at advancedtricology.com. And Tricology is TRICHOLOGY, so Advanced Tricology. Or you can always just Google me, William Gaunitz, GAUNITZ, and you'll find me. So,
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I wish you nothing but success. Take care.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Man, a really smart guy. Again, go back and listen to this again. This is a great lesson on how you bring things to market, right? How you create a brand, a future, something much bigger than yourselves. I think it's a great lesson, great story, and can't wait to meet him face to face. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.